The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Dantro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dantro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. As you know, Dantro the Planet Man and Pat are hurrying through the unknown tunnel of an ancient race that leads back toward the palace of Marston of Mars, where the two Earth children, Billy and Jane, and Slats, their friend, are in the power of the evil Marston, pawns in his plan to conquer the Earth and plunge the League of Planets into war. Now on Planaria Rex, capital of the League of Planets, Judge Augustus is pleading with the representatives of the other planets to wait.
We have not had war between the planets in over 500 centuries. You know what it will mean. No matter who wins, the solar system will be thrown back 1,000 years. Millions will perish. Let us not strike at Mars until we have exhausted every other means of stopping Marston.
Venus will not stand by idly while Mars gets so strong that Marston can make our people his slaves. Venus says strike! Strike while his feet is on the ground! Strike now!
Professor Darrow, we must do something. They're getting angry and they'll not listen. Perhaps you can reason with them.
All right, I'll try.
Gentlemen! Gentlemen! Professor Darrow of Earth, whom you have all learned to admire, asks that you listen to him.
Representatives of the League of Planets, I am new among you, but we on Earth know war perhaps better than you who have not seen it in your lifetime. As Judge Augustus says, no one really can win. Yet it may be necessary to strike, but only if all else fails. We have almost 10 hours before the deadline Marston himself has set. Let us at least wait 8 hours before we throw the solar system into chaos.
One question, please. How do we know Marston will wait? This may be just a trick to lull our suspicions. Even now, he may be preparing to strike at Earth.
We have the cosmic communicator. We have the cosmic communicator, and we are watching Marston and his fleet. Let us watch it and hold our fleet in readiness 5 million miles in space from Mars. If one ship takes off, we can strike in minutes. Gentlemen, Earth is my home. I have the most to lose. I beg of you, give us 8 hours. Just 8 hours.
Venus says let's listen to Professor Darrow of Earth, for his counsel is wise. Let's wait and watch.
Very well, then. 8 hours from now, if the situation has not changed, we strike. Commander, order the space fleet of the League of Planets to rendezvous 5 million miles from Mars and be ready to strike at a moment's notice. Come, Professor Darrow. Let's go to my office where we can talk.
Can't be much further, Pat. Unless I miss my guess, we should be on the outskirts of Marston's palace clearing by now.
What's that up ahead? Looks like the end of the tunnel. It's a blank wall. Dantra, we're trapped.
Don't get excited, Pat. Look over there to the left. See that outline? It's a door.
Oh, thank goodness. Can you open it?
There must be a lever hidden somewhere here. Wait. Here, you see this raised block? Watch what happens when I push it.
What? The wall, it's opening. No, it's disappearing.
That's right. It wasn't really rock like the rest. It was a force field, a method of turning the atoms of the air into solid matter. But I'll explain it to you later. We have no time to waste.
What are we going to do?
I don't know yet, but we have to go on and hope for the best. Come on, up this way.
Listen. Hey, you. Hey, guard.
Quiet. Earth, Doc.
Never mind the compliments. How much longer am I going to have to be in this hole? It's damp. My corns are killing me.
You should be grateful for every minute you spend in that dungeon. When the word comes to open the door, it'll mean the end of your miserable life. I have orders to take you to the field where the fleet is gathered and kill you in sight of the men as an example of how they treat any Earthman who tries to resist Marston's rule.
That's nice. Thanks for the tip.
There's the signal.
All right, I'm coming. Don't push. I told you my feet hurt.
Don't worry. In a few moments, they'll stop hurting. Forever.
We've been climbing steadily. Must be an opening into the palace along here somewhere.
I just hope we don't come out in the middle of Marston's throne room. Say, I wonder what happened to Slats. Do you think Marston found out it was he who helped us escape?
I hope not. Wouldn't be pleasant. But Slats is smart. I'm sure he's safe somewhere. Here, stop. Looks like a panel in the wall.
Can you get it open?
Yes, this is the work of the underground. It just slides up, see?
Careful. What's outside?
Oh, it's all right. It's just a passageway somewhere in the palace. From the moisture on the walls, I'd say it's down near the dungeon somewhere.
Get back in here. Someone's coming. Hear them?
Yes, you're right. Wait, we'll leave the panel open just a crack. Maybe we'll be able to see who it is.
Slats in the guard. He must have gotten wise. What are they going to do to him?
I'm not going to wait to find out. Maybe we can knock out the guard and free Slats. It's a long chance, but if you're game, we'll try it.
You know better than to even ask me. Careful, though. That guard has a ray gun.
Don't worry. I'll be careful. They come. I'll wait till they get by and then come up behind them.
Now, Dantro. Now!
Hey, what's going on here? What? Dantro, where'd you come from?
Never mind that now. Get in here quickly. Pat, close the panel.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought you'd both gone. Where you been? How'd you get here?
All that latest, Slats. What's been happening? Has Marston's fleet taken off yet? Has the war begun? Have you heard from Judge Augustus?
Now you're doing it. Give me a chance. One question at a time.
It appears that things might take a turn for the better now that Slats, Pat, and Dancho are together. What will be their next move? We'll be back in a moment. So, level up. When we left Dantro, Pat, and Slats, they were together in a secret passageway under Marston's palace, where they were discussing their next possible move so that they could free Billy and Jean and thwart Marston's plan to conquer Earth. We find them now, as Slats is being questioned by Dantro, in an effort to understand what has happened since he and Pat escaped from Marston. Slats is speaking.
Kids are in an old storeroom on the level above us. Marston's given the professor 24 hours to join him, and it looks like interplanetary war is inevitable.
24 hours. How long ago was that?
I'm not sure. They took my chronometer. I'd say about 18 hours. Why?
Oh, Slats, how can you ask a question like that? Doctor, we have to do something.
The first thing we have to do is to try to free those kids. Let's go.
It's right along here somewhere. They haven't bothered to post a guard. They think the kids are nothing to worry about. They don't know him as well as I do.
Hurry, Slats.
Yeah, I'm hurrying. I don't want to open the wrong door and walk in on Marston's war council. Not yet, anyway. Wait a minute. Here it is. Quiet now. There. That does it.
Billy? Jane? Here, it's Pat.
Well, they're gone. Marston must have moved them somewhere else. If he's harmed those kids, I'll stick that ugly flying cobra down his throat.
We can't stay here and talk about it. Someone will come along this corridor any second. Come on.
Where are we going?
Back to the secret panel.
What good will that do? Let's hunt that Marston down and make him tell us where those kids are.
I know how you feel, Slats, but there's more at stake than the safety of Billy and Jane. We won't do any good if we get caught or killed trying to help them. Let's get back to the secret passage. We'll stop Marston somehow.
6 hours. No, it's 4 hours. We must strike 2 hours before Marston's deadline. That was the understanding. Have you thought of anything?
I have an idea, but I'm afraid you wouldn't like it.
What is it?
Suppose I pretend to go over to Marston. Let him think I've joined forces with him.
What good will that do?
It will gain us time. Then maybe if I am close to him, I can contact Dantrell, Pat, or Slaps, and somehow stop him. At least it means the kids will be safe for a little while.
No, I cannot permit it. With you on our side, at least we have someone who, if necessary, can rally the Earth's people to battle. Someone they know and trust. Without you, they would be confused between our world and Marston's. You must not risk your life even to save those you love. Remember, the whole solar system hangs in the balance. Millions of lives against theirs. It's a difficult choice, but you must see your duty.
Yes, you're right, but it's so awful to sit here helpless while the minutes tick away and absolute destruction comes closer and closer.
Time is running out for the solar system. War seems to be upon it. Can Dantrell plan any move that will stop Marston at this late hour? And what has happened to Billy and Jane? We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventure. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantrell, the Planet Man. The Planet Man.